Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amud Beis right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah quoted that there are different rules about planting rows of vegetables next to each other. Kishuin, Diluin, and Pulamitzri. And these were all, if you remember, certain types of vegetables that have a lot, very far-reaching leaves and intertwining leaves. So the Mishnah said, as long as you have two rows in a row of each, that's eight amos across. Every row is four amos. So if you have eight amos across, then you can plant the kishuin and the diluin and the pulamitzri all right next to each other. But if only one, so that's a problem. In other words, the shear between two vegetables, two of these types of greens that would not quite as a problem is eight amos. Eight amos. If you have eight amos between two, so then over the rows, that's not called surrounding. That's not called chovesh. Again, if I have eight amos of diluin, and then that's in between eight amos of kishuin and eight amos of pulamitzri, that's okay? That's okay, because eight amos is enough of a separation. So now the Gemara says, how does this Mishnah relate to the next Mishnah? There's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, where the Mishnah talks about cases of onions, bitsalim, and diluin. How much space is needed if I have a field that's a onion field and I want to plant diluin in the onion field? So how much space do I need there? So there's a machlokas there. So our Mishnah says you need eight amos. That's what we get out of our Mishnah. Eight amos in between. That's big enough to have a separation. But in that Mishnah, there's a machlokas. Whether it's eight amos, that's the Rabbi Akiva, or whether it is 12 amos, that's the Chachamim. The Chachamim say on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The Chachamim Omrim, Imein Bein Shur Lachaverta Shtemesrei, Lo Yikayim Zereshel Beitayim. Then you can't have it. So now the Gemara is going to try to say, what is the relationship between that Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis and our Mishnah here on Daf Lamed? So the Gemara says, Hanoteh Shtei Shuros V'chulu Chizkiya Amar B'machlokes. Chizkiya would say, the same machlokas that applies there would apply here. The shita that says eight there would say eight here. The shita that says you have a space of eight amos there is enough, so do here. The one that says 12 there would say 12 here. Manda amar tamon shtemesrei. The one that says 12 over there, the shita of the Rabbanan, of hacha shtemesrei. So here too, would also, they would say shtemesrei. And therefore, you would need three rows of these kishu and diluin and palamitri. Not just two rows of eight, you need three rows of each in order for it to be allowed. So the one who says 12 over there would also say 12 over here. Mandamar taman shmona, the one that says eight over there, Rabbi Akiva, on tomorrow's daf, on daf lamed beis, of hachashmona, here too also would require eight. So that's Chizki Yeshita, the Machtse Machlokas over there would be over here, and our Mishnah is going according to the opinion over there that says eight. Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei HaKol, he. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says Divrei HaKol. It would, our Mishnah could be going according to everybody. Why? It could be that you'll need more over there when you have Bitsalim and Kishuin. Right, when you have Bitsalim and Kishuin, that's the Mishnah Diluin, I'm sorry. When you have Bitsalim and Diluin, that requires more space than Kishuin and Diluin. Why? Says the Gemara. Amar Yochanan Divrei HaKol, Yafe Koach Muksha, Bein HaMukshiyos La'atzil B'shmona. If you have a muksha, you have one that you have a type of growth that has spreads its leaves and is very intertwining. So as long as you have another one that spreads its weeds and is very intertwining, it's strong enough, so to speak, to defend itself, and all you need is eight in between. That's our Mishnah. The next Mishnah, which is about Bitsalim and Diluin, so the Bitsalim are not a muksha, and therefore you need more. Therefore, you need more. That's what the look in the Gilyonos of Rav Chaim Knievsky, of the Stipler here, of Yaakov Yisrael Knievsky. So he says, to formulate the difference here, Nira Hatam, Mishum Dahad de Bitsalim, Beina Muksha, Tzorach Yud Besu, when you have onions amongst the Muksha, amongst the Duluim there, you need 12 Amos. Levisha Alin Shal Muksha Aruchim, Umis Pashtim Ala Bitsalim Harbe, Venira Irbuv, because the leaves of the Muksha, the leaf of the Duluim will spread around and be all over the onions, and it will look like an Irbuv. But if you have a muksha of a different min, diluim, kishuin, ain alin shevet stodin, mispashin kol kach l'tocha emsa. The diluin the leaves are the one on the side, doesn't go as much into the middle. Kivan sha'alin shalem soy gam kin gedolim heim. Ma'akvim eshel atzadin la'alos alav. So it's ma'akev, it prevents the outer ones from spreading on the inside. Visagi behefsik shmona. And that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan says that our Mishnah could be according to Kulei Alma, according to the next Mishnah, even though in that Mishnah, the Rabbanan say 12, they would say 8 in our Mishnah. When we talk about being surrounded, chavusha, right, this is what is being discussed here, right, how, when is it called surrounded? There are for Vilcha Shabbos, that's really, the main place where we talk about items being surrounded. Kilayim, as we said, but also Hilcha Shabbos. Shabbos, we mentioned, there are a number of, concepts that apply in both. Suras HaPesach, we discussed a couple of days ago, applies both in Hilchas Kelayim and in Hilchas Shabbos and in Hilchas Sukkah, but different surroundings of outer structures for inner structures. That applies here, where we're trying to figure out what's considered chavush of the inside, how big the outside has to be, how small the inside, but also, of course, Hilchas Shabbos, that's where it comes up as the yesod of the four reshuyos. The Rambam says in Perek Yudalad, Arba Rishuyos LaShabbos, discussion of the Rishonim. Does a Rishus HaYachid need to be surrounded by four? Some Rishonim, even if it's only surrounded by three, that's already called Chavush. That's already called closed in Mida Oraisa. And therefore, let's say a Mavui, not Mefulash. We discussed Mefulash a couple of days ago. But if you have a Mavui, that's not Mefulash. It's surrounded by three walls. So, Lachora, that's a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. You have to do something on the the Ruach Revius for Durabanan purposes, so you don't come and forget, and go into the street. But to be surrounded, to be chavish for Hilchas Shabbos, might not be the same as surrounded for Hilchas Kalayim. But the Rambam says, what's for here, the Rambam in Perek Yudalad of Hilchas Shabbos discusses, Arba Rishuyos LaShabbos. Right, there are four Rishuyos when it comes to Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis Umakam Tur. Right, those are the four Rishuyos in Hilchas Shabbos. Ezi, Rishus HaRabim, Midbaros, V'Ya'arim, V'Shvakim, V'Drachim HaMefulashim Lahen. Right, all the deserts and forests and marketplaces and roads that lead up to them. U'Bilvachi, Rochav HaDerach Tezayinama, as long as it's 16 amos wide, V'Lo Ye'alav Tikra, and there is no roof. If it's not 16 amos, if there's no roof, then it's not going to be Rishus HaRabim. V'Ezi, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid is Tel Shegavo Asar HaTvachim V'Rochav Arba HaTvachim. You can have a mound that's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. And we see it's as if the sides of the mound go up and surround what's on top. Arba Tvachim, Arba Tvachim. Oh, yes, sir, okay. The Kain Chritz, or you have a ditch, Shehu Amok Asara V'Rochav Arba Al Arba. A ditch that 10 tvachim deep and 4 by 4 tvachim wide. Oh, yes, sir, okay. The Kain Makom, or just a room, a house, Shehu Mukaf Arba Mechitzos. You have a room, you have a, even without a roof, you have a fenced off area with four walls. Govan Asara Ubeinehen Arba Al Arba, oh yes, Sir Alkain. And the area inside is 4 by 4 tvachim. Afilu Yeshba Kama Milin. Even if they're a mile, it's a huge building or a huge fenced in area. Im Hukaf Ladira. If it is fenced in order for residential purposes, right? He's alluding to the idea of a carpe shalo hukaf ladira that we discussed a couple of days ago. So if it's hukaf ladira, it could go in Medina, hamukefes choma, a country which is surrounded by a wall, a city, shedal sosean in olos balayla, whose doors are locked at night, umavaos, or even an alleyway. This is also a Rishus HaYachid. Sheish lohen, shloshak salim, velechi beruch revius, three walls with a lechi on the fourth, vechein chaser vadir vasar shukful ladira, kulan, Rishus HaYachid. Those are all Rishus HaYachid Gemuris. Those are all what we would call in Kilayim language, Chavush. It's surrounded, and if it's surrounded, that encloses what's inside, and therefore would have the status of a Rishus HaYachid. What's a Karmelis? A Karmelis is a different definition. What's a Makom Ptur? The Rambam continues and discusses. A Makom Ptur is any place that's smaller. Makom, Ezi Makom Ptur, Skita Lachazayin, Makom Sheishbo Pachos Me'arba Al-Arba, if it's less than 4 by 4 Tvachim area, V'Govo Shlosha Al-Rakia. It could be 3 Tvachim high, but it's smaller than 4 by 4, Shekho Pachos V'Shlosha Hariu Ka'aretz. Less than 3 is like on the ground, but if it's higher than 3 Tvachim off the ground, and it's a smaller area, a fire hydrant, and a fire hydrant in America, or some type of small platform that is not 4 by 4 tvachim high, right? That comes up handy, in a handy way if somebody happens to walk outside in a place without an Erev. So what do you do? So what do you do? The first thing is to not stop walking. That's the whole, usually automatic. You know, when we find something in our pocket in a place without air, we usually stop. That's the worst thing to do. We should just keep walking in a circle for a few seconds in order to then think about what the best thing to do is. The best thing to do might be to go back to the, not, don't stop walking, go back to the place where you came from. Go back to the place where you came from. That's one option. The other option is to find a makom ptur to deposit the item on. So you have to just know halacha about what a makom ptur is. But that's the Rambam. Afilu kotzim uvarkanim, thorns, a bush, o galalim brushes arabim, gavon shlosha vein rachman abrala. But anything that's four, that's three tvachim high off the ground, and it's not 4x4 tvachim wide, that is a makom ptur. Or if there's a hole, a chritz, that is also deeper than three tvachim, and less than four by four tvachim wide, v'chein makam amukaf shebar arbal arba. Any enclosed area that is less than 4x4 tvachim, afilu haya erko elef mil v'rachbar arba pachos seora. The Rambam says it's got to be at least 4x4 on each side. You don't just go by the area 2x8, right? No, it's got to be 4x4. He says even if it's 1,000 by a tiny drop less than four, that's also a makam tur. Is the Rambam's shita. Okay, but this is what we're talking about. We're talking about surrounding areas and how it affects what's inside, right? The Gemara, the last Gemara in Beitza talks, in Tainus talks all about surrounding. That's what we surround the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's the last Gemara in Tainus and Aflamad Aleph, where the tzaddikim in the future. The Gemara says, "Asra Kadosh Baruch Hu lasses machol tzaddikim." Hashem is going to make a circle for the tzaddikim. And he's going to be chavush inside. He's going to be surrounded. V'hu yoshev beinehem b'gan Eden. And he is going to sit kaviyachol inside between the tzaddikim and Gan Eden. V'kol echad v'echad mar be'etzvo. And every tzaddik will point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his finger. Shene emar v'ayah b'yam ahu hinei Elokeinu zeh. Zeh. Zeh always means you can point to it. Kivinu lo v'yoshienu. We hoped for him. He has saved us. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo. Nagila v'nismacha bishuaso. This is Hashem. We hope for him. We pined for him. And we have simcha in his salvation. So there also, we surround HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right here, we're surrounding, one plant is surrounding the other plant. Hilcha Shabbos, the walls surround the area here. We surround HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chafetz Chaim, other Bali Musar talk about the message of surrounding. Surrounding means if you're missing any point in the wall, in the circle of surrounding, then you're missing the whole circle. The whole circle is faulty if you're missing one point. So it says that tzaddikim are going to be there. Every tzaddik is needed on that circle. If any tzaddik is missing, so then there's a lack. There's a lack on the circle, and the whole circle is pagum. Is pagum. Also, it says machol usually means that there's a circle, but maybe it could mean that they're dancing. Dancing means that you go into the spot that your neighbor was in a second ago. So you experience, the Bali Moser say, every tzaddik will experience the avodas Hashem of the other tzaddik, and they realize how it's all needed. And also, the Bali Moser say, on a circle, every point on the circumference is equidistant from the center. Nobody is any closer than anyone else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the middle. He's chavush in the middle, and all the other tzaddikim are sitting outside. So that's what we're talking about here. And the Gemara just had two days, Machlokes, Chizkia, and Rabbi Yochanan, whether there's a difference between the two Mishnayos. Our Mishnah that talks about Mukshios surrounding Mukshios, while the next Mishnah talks about Bitzalim and Mukshios. Says the Gemara now. Arko b'kama chovesh, right? To close in the inner rows. To close in the inner rows, how long? The outer rows have to be a certain minimum length to enclose the rows. So, what's the minimum length that the outer rows have to be in order to enclose the inner? So, Amar Reb Zeira, nil medine min hakarim. Maybe we should learn it from Kilei HaKarem. By Kilei HaKarem, there's an interesting ratio. We'll have to get to this, by the Shem, in the fourth parak and beyond. Come on, the Tamer Gabe Karem, Lo Shani Hi Erko, Hi Efligo. Just like by Karem, there's no difference between its length and the separation between it. What does that mean? We know that there are differences between separation from one vine, so then that would have to be a certain six tfachim away from a vine, but when it's a whole vineyard, when it's a karem, they have to be four amos away. So we'll have to learn that. But when do you consider something a couple of separate vines? When do you call it a row? When do you call it a vineyard? So that's discussed. It depends how much space. Sometimes too much space close together undermines it, or sometimes if they're too separate. So the Gemara later on has an equation. The Gemara says that the minimum length to make them enclose the inner, to make a wall of a kerem, enclose something, is equal to the maximum amount that's allowed in between two, so that they shouldn't be viewed as separately. If you have two rows, there's a certain maximum amount. If they're so far apart from each other, two rows, then they're not called a vineyard, right? So there's a maximum amount. What's that maximum amount? Let's say it's 8 amos, right? 4 amos to each, relating to each of row. So if you have 8 amos in between, that's the maximum. Anything more than that they'll be separate rows. So the minimum length would be 8 amos too. The minimum length of any one of the rows, in order to enclose what's inside, is equal to the maximum length that's allowed. Or else, if it would be more than that, then these two rows would not be looked at in proximity of each other. So that's a relationship we have by kerem. Again, kamada tamar gabe kerem lo shanya hi erko hi efligo. When it comes to a kerem, there's no difference between the minimum length that it has to be to aser what's enclosed and the maximum haflaga, the maximum separation between the two. So just like we have that by a kerem, so afhacha lo shanya hi erko hi efligo. So maybe we should say the same thing here in our case, that the minimum length should be equal to the maximum separation that is allowed between the two. And what does that mean? So we're going to explain it based on Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, we're going to read the whole thing and then we'll make some comments. The Gemara says, Al daiti de Chizkiah nicha. Chizkiah, according to his shot, things work out fine. Remember what a Chizkiah? He started off today's daf. Chizkiah was the one that said, our Mishnah says 8. So the next Mishnah says Machlokas 8 and 12. So our Mishnah is only going according to the opinion that says 8. 8 amos in between for 2 mukshios, 8 amos in between Bitsalam and Mukshios. It's all equal, the 8 amos. So according to Chizkiah, it's straightforward. Al daiti de Chizkiah Nicha. We add in a whole line from the Rasilio with an aleph is. Why, according to Chizkiah Nicha, Minma de Omer Taman Shtei Mesrei, according to the one who says that the distance that you need between onions and diluim is 12 amos, afacha shtei mesrei. So, so too, if the distance that you need in between is 12, so the minimum length of each row would be 12 also, right? That's the equation that we're saying. The equation from Kilei HaKerem, we say the minimum length of a row is equal to the maximum amount of space allowed between two rows. And anything more than that would be considered two separate rows and not connected to each other. So, according to Chizkiah, if you say that you need 12 space in between, so too, that's going to be the minimum length that is that is needed to aser what's inside. So, afacha shnei mesrei. Umin, and now we go back to our girsa. Umin man de amar taman shmona. And according to the one who says 8 there, afacha shmona. So too, it'll all be 8. So according to Chizkiah, everything is good. If you say 12 in between, so you're going to say 12 is the length. And if you say 8 in between, so you can say 8 is the length. Al daiti de Rabbi Yochanan arko b'kamachovich. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's trickier. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said that in our Mishnah, where you have two mukshim, you have deluim and kishuin, so there, 8 in between. All you need is 8 in between. And the next Mishnah, daflam abezma abez, there is a machlokas, whether you need 8 or 12 in between. So, says the Gemara, this is going to get tricky. Itamar bishmona, if you want to say that the minimum length in these cases is 8, so that's not going to work. Why? Because there's not going to be a parallel between the space needed, according to the one who says you need 12 in between, so then it's not going to be exactly parallel to the length of the row. Here we go, we're going to explain, based on a kal vachomer. In Tamar Bishmona, if you say that the minimum length of a row, ta'aser, the inner yurakos, is 8, kal vachomer lumuksha bein abitzalim, but then it's going to be a problem in the next Mishnah, which is about muksha bein abitzalim, sheyachavosh bishmona. It should be enough to be a length of 8, right? And that's not going to be, we changed the girsa here, and that's not going to be parallel to 12. Uma, and we explain. Ma im muksha bena mukshios, in the case of our Mishnah. Muksha bena mukshios, right? Our Mishnah is Deluim and Kishuin Vechulu. Sheya pisa kocho lahatzel bishmona. In our Mishnah, there's a kula. There's a kula that even if it's only 8 amos apart, is called separate, nechavosh bishmona, and let the length only has to be 8, which is a chumrah. So in our Mishnah, again, in our Mishnah where there's a kula that you only need 8 in between, and yet there's a chumrah that because of that, the length of 8 for each row is enough to aser what's inside. So then muksa bein abet solom. So in the next Mishnah, sheherata kochol atzal b'shem esrei, we're machmir to require 12 in between, so lo kol shekein sheyachvosh bishmona. Surely, it should also, because it's a more machmir case that requires 12 in between, not just 8, surely you should say the minimum length, all that has to be is 8, not 12. And therefore, there won't be a parallel between the two, the equation, meaning the amount, the minimum length of how long a row has to be to aser to what's inside, and the maximum space. Because again, we say a kal vachomer. I'll say it again. In our Mishnah, where we have a kula that all you need is 8 in between mukshios, all you need is 8 in between, and yet the length of the row to aser one's inside is smaller, is only 8, because there the parallel works. So then in the next Mishnah, which were more machmir, you need 12 in between, so surely the minimum length would be lachomra, would be only 8. But then it wouldn't be parallel between the 12 and the 8. That's the kasha. And in Tebasa, that's if you say 8 is the minimum shear. And if you say 12, you have the other problem. In Tamar, Muksha, Bein Abed Salim, Einech, Mashallah, Bishnei Misrei. And if you want to say the later case, the case of Muksha, Bein Abed Salim, that you need a field of 12, that Kavachomer, Lo Muksha, Bein Amukshios, Shalo Yechavish, Ela B'Shnei Misrei. See if you're going to tell me in the more machmir context where you need 12 in between. The next Mishnah, the minimum length has to be 12. You have that kula. So then surely in our Mishnah, where all you need is 8 in between, more la kula, so surely the length of the row minimum should be 12 and not 8. So, miman of shach, there's a problem with the equation that we borrow from Kilei HaKerem. There's no answer given. So, an answer might be that we have to reject the parallel, right? We don't say always that Kilei HaKerem and Kilei Zrayim are matching to each other. We know there are many differences between the two. Many differences between Kilei HaKerem and Kilei Zrayim, as we see in this Masechta, and as we see in the Rambam. The Rambam talks about it, and it's in the din of the Torah, right? We know the concept of, just mentioned a few halachas, the concept of two b'mapolas yad. We mentioned in the last year that the Kesef Mishnah says that if the Rambam holds even by Kilei Zrayim, it's only daraisa if it's at the same time. It doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. Right, the Rambam quotes that halacha by Kilei HaKerem in Perek Hey of Hilchos Kilayim. The Rambam says, "Hazorea shnei mine tvua, o shnei mine yirakos im zera HaKerem." He says, if you plant them all like that, hari zelokesh tayim. You get malchus two. Achad bishum sadchol esizra kilayim, yachad bishum esizra karmacha kilayim. Ve'eno lokem bishum zorea Kilei HaKerem. Acha Yisra ba Eretz Yisrael chita usaora vecharzan b'mapolas yad. You have to plant two wheat chita and saora and one grape seed at once b'mapolas yad. Right. So the Rambam says that clearly by Kilei HaKerem. Doesn't say that exactly by Kilei Yarek. So you might say that's a chilek. Only does it apply in Chutz La'aretz midrabanan? It's also a machlokas. Is it aser bahana'a? Is it aser bahana'a? That's a dindaraisa chilek, right? That's the Rambam. That's if you remember back in the first year we had, that's why we asra in Chutz La'aretz, because it's more chomer. V'lama asru, says the Rambam, Perakei Halacha Dalid. V'lama asru lizra Kilei HaKerem b'Chutz La'aretz. V'lo asru Kilei Zrayim. Mivdecha Kilei HaKerem chamurim heim. Kilei HaKerem is more chomer, she'im nizru be'eretz Yisrael, harehen asur and bahanaya. Because if they're nizru in Eretz Yisrael, it's asur b'ana, v'kiva jen asur b'ana, ba'aretz, Asur lazar and b'chutz la'aretz. Well, it's so chamer. It's asur b'na in Eretz Yisrael. So then it is asur b'na. It's asur to do in chutz la'aretz also. Kilei Zrayim, which is not asur b'hana once it was done. So then it would, the Rabbanan would not, did not asur that in chutz la'aretz. And there's other, chilukim as well, as we have seen in terms of the, space that's required. It's interesting. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, I think this is the only time the Shulchan Aruch has this. There are two in Yaradeya. In Yaradeya, there are two Reish Sadivavs. Not exactly sure how that happened, but there are two Reish Sadivavs in Yaradeya. I try to do some research. There's Kuf Samaches in Yoredeya is missing. Simin Kuf Samaches in Yoredeya, I think it's in Ilchas Ribis. Kuf Samaches is missing. And Reish Sadivav, there are two of them. In the regular Shulchan Aruch, there's Reish Sadivav, and there's Reish Sadivav with an asterisk. Right? There's two in a row. Reish Sadivavs. Reish Sadivav, the first one, is all about Kilai HaKere. It says, Dine Kilai HaKere Mikilai Zrayim. And the next one says, Dina Kilai Zrayim Upratehem. The first one has 69 Se'ifim. The second one has 40 Se'ifim. Two different Se'ifim. Two different Simanim. Reish Sadivav and Reish Sadivav. You could do the research to know if this is the only time the Shulchan Aruch has such a thing. It looks like it. But this is the but two separate discussions in the Shulchan Aruch. Interesting, the Kilei HaKerem is discussed first in the Shulchan Aruch. Both in Mishnayos and in Yerushalmi and in the Rambam, Kilei Zra'im is first. But the Rambam has the Shulchan Aruch has Kilei HaKerem first in Reish Sadivav without the asterisk, and then Reish Sadivav with the asterisk, it is Kilei Zra'im Upratein. Not exactly sure. But either way, you see there are chilukim between the two. So that can be the answer of, in our case, that, you know, the Gemara wants to make the parallel, but the answer is that you can't have that parallel. Right? They can't have that parallel. Just because the, you have the he erko, he heflego, you have the equation, again, by Kilei HaKerem, the equation of the minimum length of a row to aser what's next to it or what's inside is equal to the maximum amount of space that's allowed. And if there's any more than that space, so then these two rows are not called connected. And therefore, what's in between is allowed because these two are not seen in proximity of each other. When we speak about kals and chamors, the whole Amud Beis is talking about more chamors, and one is machmir in certain cases and mekel, right? That's a whole area of our Avodas Hashem in terms of kulas and chumras that we have to be careful about. It's an important line in the vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon. Right, we say a couple of viduyim at the beginning of the machzor of Yom Kippur. There, of course, is the Tefillah Zaka that is said by Klal Yisrael. But there's also at the end of Tefillah Zaka in many machzorim, it has the vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, right? One of the Gaonim, not the Ran. The Ran is a late Rishon, but the Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, one of the Gaonim. And in that vidui, he talks about confessions of an Oved Hashem, and he says, "B'ma kademo mar rufu avakesh." Hashem, what could I ask of you? Kiben sorer mara hayisi ke'eved moreid al adonav. I've been a rebellious servant, ketalmid cholik al rabo, like a student that argues on his rebbe. And then he says, "What we say? Eis asher tiharta timesi, veis asher timesa tiharti. What you have said is tar, I've said is tame. What you have said is tame, I've said is tar. I've mixed up tumah v'tara." Eis asher heitarta asarti, v'asher asarte heitarti. What you have said is mutter, I've said aser. What you have said is aser, I've said mutter. Eis asher ahavta sanesi, v'asher sanesa ahavti. Right, but what you love, I've hated. What you've hated, I love. And then, a separate category. Eis asher heikalta hechmarti, v'asher hechmarta heikalti. Where you have said to be meko, I have said to be machmir. And where you have said to be machmir, I've said to be meko. What is this clearly saying? That separate from halacha, separate from aser mutter tamei tahar, there's a separate category in Avodas Hashem of appropriate kulas and appropriate chumras. Right? And sometimes, if we're supposed to be mekel, then we shouldn't be machmir. And if we're supposed to be machmir, we shouldn't be mekel. And that's what we're saying vidui, Avodas Nisim Gaon. Asher hekalte hechmarti, v'asher hechmarti hekalte. So it behooves us. We're not going to go through it so deeply, but we have to know exactly what are the rules, what are the regulations, when is it an appropriate chumrah, when it is not, because in Chazal we find different directions. We have the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Asus Yag LaTorah. Asus Yag LaTorah sounds like, okay, be machmir, have extra fence laws, right? Rabbeinu Yonah says there in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, Vasyagu dabar gadol umishubach, la'aso syag v'geder l'mitzvahs. It's a great thing. Laval yuchal hi kashal bahem. So again, a siyag is not the same thing as a chumrah. I'm putting them together. The Ramban, kedoshim tiyu, right? Kedoshim tiyu, and making sure that you know we go above and beyond, and not being a novel brishus haTorah. But on the other hand, the Rambam is very strong that you know, according to Yerushalmi, that you shouldn't go overboard. Right? We're already 365 losa says in the Torah. We have to add on more. Amru Chachamim, the Rambam says in Ilchas Deos, Ma im Nazir Shalopir Shalom and Ayayin, if a Nazir who only separated himself from wine, Tzarech Kapara, he needs atonement for separating himself, the Rambam holds, Hamonei Atzmomi Kaldara V'Dabra, Lachas Kamev V'Kam, if I separate and not be involved in many things, then surely I have to bring kapara for that. Lefi chatzivu chachamim shlo yimana adam es atzma el midvarim shemanato atorah bovad. Only focus on what the Torah asserted. V'lo ye oser atzmo b'dvendarim u'b'shvuas al dvarim hamutarim. Lo dayecha mash asra Torah. El chata oser alecha dvarim acherim. We have to make sure that we don't go overboard in our chumer. So you have asus yagla Torah, you have kedoshim to you, but you have lo dayecha mash asra Torah. So one has to figure out and analyze deeply. And maybe we could do that at some other point. You know, what are appropriate chumras, what are appropriate kulas? Obviously a chumra that involves hurting someone else, someone which has a negative impact. Right? The Chafetz Chaim says even Avram Avinu taught us that. Right? Remember Avram Avinu by the kings, the four kings of the five kings? Right? The king of stone says to Avram, you know, Tein li anevesh v'arachush kachlach. And what does Avram answer? I'm not taking a shoestring. I don't want to take anything. Biladai, rak asher achlu hanarim, v'chelik ha'anashim asher holchu iti, honor eshkol mamre, heim yeklu chelkam. Says the Chavetz Chaim on that pasuk, Avraham Avinu was able to be machmer on himself, but don't be machmer on the stepping on the toes of someone else. You want to not take something, fine. Technically it could be yours. You're allowed to take it. You have spoils. So Avraham Avinu said, I'll be machmer, but you know, not at the expense of anyone else. But again, chumras and kulas are it's a very important topic, and that's alluded to in our daf here, where the Gemara talks about being machmir and mekel in these comparing these two mishnayos from tomorrow's daf and from yesterday's daf. Okay, we'll stop here by Ad Kadun.